Hugh, big smiles all round today.
Delighted with the performance, the team performance. I think everyone, their man, you know, did their job, worked really hard. As I say, it wasn't an easy game at the start because, you know, you're coming off the back of the European games and you're playing Sligo, who have signed a few players. So they're going to see a chance of us being tired. But I think the application of the team was fantastic from first whistle, you know.
The European thing was always a bridge too far, but what are the players and you and Kenny taking from it?
Well, I mean, if you don't learn from it, then you've wasted your time. When we went and we played against them and we looked at how they played, you know, and we seen their movement especially off the ball, their running power and things like that, that, you know, where they hurt us, even at set plays, their movement in the box at set plays and how they organise themselves. You know, we looked at it, we looked at ourselves as coaches, we looked at ourselves as players, and we say, what can we learn from this, you know? And although it was only two games against quality opposition, and that's where you're striving to get to be able to have a team, because we're full-time as well, you know, and there's no reason why we can't run as quick as them, you know, but it's smart running that they're making. So, as I say, like, you analyse the game and you look at all aspects of it and you take away from it what you can, you know.
Today, I mean, 4-0 scoreline, 6-7-8 really wouldn't have flattered, Derry?
It probably wouldn't on the balance of play when you sit down and you watch it, but as I say, for long periods it was 1-0, and on a day like that, on a wet pitch, a mistake or an equaliser can change the whole dynamic of the game. It can give them hope, and then you think, oh, it's not going to be our day because their keeper's saving everything. And we've had nights like that here where we've dominated, you know, and we haven't been able to put it on the net, and our teams have put us to the sword or they've come away with a draw. So it was pleasing that once we got the second goal that we were able to push on and add another couple after that, you know.
Some managers don't like picking out individuals, but Kenny's not like that. When he sees somebody's done well, he'll speak about them, and he'll have a good half dozen individuals to look at today.
Definitely. I mean, as I say, if you look at Darren Cole, he's just joined and he's still getting his match fitness, but he came on and played centre back. He's playing centre back along with Dean Jarvis, who's been fantastic for us, but he's really a left back, you know, and he's come on and he's fitted into the team and he's suited our style of play. Thought Nicky Lowe in the middle of the park was excellent as well. You know, he knows when they speed it up, when they slow it down, composed on the ball, can pick out passes. But, you know, all in all, you know, everybody contributed in some shape, form or fashion to it. But as I say, Darren Cole and Nicky were quality, you know, and helped us get over. Barry McNamee coming back from 3 or 4 games out there with an injury, you know, works his socks off and gives you so much. And as I say, Rory coming back from fitness, getting his fitness, you can see his quality in the box, his hold up play. He can occupy two centre halves, and that allows Ronan and Nathan to be able to get wider and get at people. So all over, Ben Doherty again as well, left back, you know, a young kid learning the game. In the last 15 minutes is in the box, won on as a penalty, you know, so it was a really, really good team performance, you know.
Rory Holden scored a fantastic individual goal.
Delighted myself, you know, on a personal level from Rory, because, and with John Quigg and myself and Eddie Sadak at 14, you know, people didn't think he was going to grow or make anything. He's come on unbelievably. The quality that kid has is frightening. He could go anywhere, you know, and they play the way he played in the European games, and they come in there and show the composure, take it on the box and score with his right foot, even though he's left footed. It was really, really pleasing for me and for him, you know. It was delightful to see it.
You lost Rory Patterson at the end. Obviously, Fuzzy being a wee bit cautious.
Just precautionary. I mean, the game was up. We were on the extra time. He fell back, took a bump in the head, and nothing more than that. Just Fuzzy just says, look, no point going on, just come off. And as I say, the physio, once he tells you to come off, we have to respect that, you know. And Rory wants to play every minute, every day, you know. And as I say, he's keen to go on again, but there's purely nothing, and it was just purely precautionary, you know.
How do you approach the last third of the season now as a group?
Well, as a group, as I say, like, I mean, last third of the season, what has been happening recently is, you know, every week we've been getting different injuries and we're depleted squad. What we're hoping to do now is we can get everybody back fit and build on this performance and take it into the next one and try and push on, because, like, it has been a topsy-turvy season in many ways for us this year, being away from home and all our things that have happened. So we just need to consolidate ourselves now, try and look at pushing up the table, take each game as it comes, and if we have a decent squad now, we all our players that are injured back and competition for places, we can just push on, you know.